Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come your way each Monday at this 3 o'clock hour, this new 3 o'clock hour, and I'm liking it, through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts touching on a number of topics during their shows. Page through the programming page to find a show that interests you. Well, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. The weather was beautiful here in Central Illinois. Even though there was a few drops of rain, it was okay. The weather and the temperature was fantastic. And I hope it was where you were as well. Well, today's show, Living Green Jelly Bean, the eco-friendly way to decorate our homes, will be another chapter added to the One Designer, Two Ideas Tips to Write, Find, Redesign guide that will be available to you in October. The guide will contain all or most of the tips given through these show broadcasts since its inception in June. Can you believe I've been on the air since June? I've really enjoyed this. It will also include a few funny thoughts, some free offers, and more. You will be able to purchase the guide as a one-time offer or subscribe and receive a monthly update page to add to the guide each month. It's up to you. Portions of the proceeds from the sale of the guide will be used to keep the lights on here at One Designer, Two Idea Radio. Become a part of this network where we all learn something about loving on our homes. We have some good shows coming up. I'm telling you, I have some really good topics to touch on coming up. And actually, a few guests. Yes. So, help me help us. You will be able to reserve your copy soon. So, please stay tuned for more information. Well, with that said, let's get on with today's show. While I was researching for this show, I learned that many people have the cart before the horse when they think about those who live green and eco-friendly. Some still are convinced that those who care about the environment, recycle, and use items that are chemical-free, re-engineered items, solutions, and products, and more, are some disconnected fanatics trying to find problems that don't exist. Well, SustainableBabySteps.com defines living green as a lifestyle. Not a movement, but a lifestyle, which seeks to bring balance into conservation and preservation of the Earth's natural resources, habitats, and biodiversity with human culture and communities. In plain English, it's living within our means, preserving and conserving, recycling and reusing items that allow the earth to do its natural thing. It's caring about what the couch is made of, what chemicals are in the products that we use in our homes and offices every day. Instead of chopping down trees to make paper, use what nature gives us to make the paper. Let me tell you a story about my book bag. Yep, my book bag was made from recycled soft drink bottles. So says the tag on my Lily Bloom book bag. Their slogan is reduce, reuse, recycle. Yes. Not only are businesses and product developers included in promoting green living, but guess what? So is the federal government. Air pollution has long been a concern. In the Clean Air Act of 1970, this comprehensive federal law regulates air emissions from stationary and mobile sources. And you know, mobile sources are cars or buses or trucks. Its enactment was intended to reduce air pollution and protect air quality. It was revised and tweaked, you know, in the 1990s, but its main function has not changed, and its purpose has not wavered: to keep our air clean and keep good health among us all. Good health is a motivator for living green. It is. Listen, you guys, jump in on the conversation if you'd like. I would appreciate hearing how you live green or how, what you think of this subject. The call-in number is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. Designing our homes in green is possible using products and or furniture that are, one, organic. Organic is defined as products relating to or derived from living matter such as plants. Natural products, that's defined as from a chemical compound or substance produced by a living organism, or energy efficient. And I know that everyone has heard of energy efficiency. You will find energy efficient tags and titles used to describe appliances that are made to reduce the amount of electricity and gas needed to run them, thus saving consumers money and conserving energy. From paint on the walls to the floors underfoot, eco-friendly products are available in many areas for the home. So what products can be used that are green? Okay, well, let's take rugs. From the desert-grown agave plant comes the Cecil area rugs. These rugs are thin and porous, meaning they can soak up liquid. Or let's talk about the seagrass area rug. They are made from seagrass fibers that are grown in marshes. A marsh is a type of wetland, an area of land where water covers ground for long periods of time. Unlike swamps, which are dominated by trees, marshes are usually treeless and dominated by grasses and other herbal field plants. These fibers are finely woven to create this rug that really feels like it has this wicker-like feel. Then there's the core rug. They are made from coconut husk. Can you say that? Coconut husk. Who would have thought to make something out of a husk of a coconut? The strong fibers create a durable, however coarse, product. While we are on the floors, while we're on the subject of floors, let's talk about eco-friendly flooring materials. They include bamboo and cork, which are easily grown. Cork, typically sold in sheet or tile form, comes from the bark of a tree. It doesn't really feel like it's going to be a test at the end of this show. I'm telling you, these are things that I think that we all should know. When you say you want a cork floor, I'm telling you, if it's in your home, you need to know where I think you need to know where it came from. So, as I said, cork comes from the bark of a tree that can be harvested once every 10 years, while bamboo flooring is created from Asian grass that matures about 6 years. They are both very soft to walk on. You can also find eco-friendly items for the bathroom and shower curtains, bath mats, and even tiles. Furniture such as tables and chairs are also manufactured or created from renewable sources such as macu, teak, or recycled materials. Sites such as greenyourdecor.com suggest items made from soy-based textiles, recycled metal, and locally sourced wood are very good items to use. So tell me, what do you guys think of this? Give me a call, please. 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. Going to let you hear a little music. We're going to take a break for a minute and then give you guys a chance to turn on and call in. Hey, everyone, we're back. I wanted to give you guys a chance to call in. You know, I tried, and we talked about this a little while ago, doing a show that I tried to initiate the chat room. And I know that that would probably be easy, but it is, you know what? And the funny thing is, all you guys that know me know that I really cannot walk and chew gum. I think I lost the broadcast the last time I used the chat room because I don't know. I have no idea. And, you know, to be able to do the switchboard and to do the chat room and to do the broadcast sometimes takes more, a lot of energy and a lot of concentration that you need to multitask. And, well, sometimes I'm not good at that. So I remember using the chat room, and I lost all contact, and I was like, okay, Pam will not be using the chat room again. But you know what? I'm not going to let that stop me. The next show, next Monday, I'm going to open up the chat room. And if I lose the show, what am I going to do? I am going to reconnect, and we're going to try it again. I tell you, I cannot let the chat room beat me. Okay, listen, we're going back to our show, Designing and Living Green Jelly Bean. We have talked about items that can be used through the house. We talked about things like shower curtains and bath mats and towels and furniture. We talked about rugs and flooring that are green. We've talked about the definition of living green and sustainability and living eco-friendly. Has a lot to do with loving on the earth. And I think, honestly, while I was doing this show and I was talking to other people, you know, about living green, I got a lot of I got a lot of different answers. And I think some are still convinced that this is, you know, I don't know. Not serious. Maybe that's the word I think I'm looking for. That it's not serious. And you know, I think if we care and we can, it might be a good idea. You know, my book bag, as I said earlier in the show, my book bag, according to Lily Bloom, who manufactured my book bag that I got from TJ Maxx, says that my book bag was made of soft drink bottles. And you would not look at my book bag, and it's a very nice book bag. And maybe I'll take a picture of it and put it on the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page so you can see it. It doesn't look like it looks like any other book bag. It really does. It looks like it, and it's durable. I have used that book bag through my time at Joliet Junior College. I use it very often now. So it's about 3 years old, and it still looks good. My granddaughter wanted it. She asked me, Granny, can I have it? No, you cannot have my book bag. I love that book bag. It is easy to wipe off. You can just take a cloth and wipe it off. And this was, according to them, was made of recycled soft drink bottles. So I think, you know, there's people with ideas thinking outside the box probably could create these sort of things. But let's get back to our show. Okay. We did talk about that green, your decor.com suggests that items made from soy-based textiles are recycled metal and locally sourced wood were good items to use. Well, there's also light fixtures. We throw them in the fray as well. Some are made of recycled materials such as soda cans, or reclaimed materials. Yes, aluminum, recycled glass, and even recycled paper can help create, kitchen and bathroom countertops. Can you? I'm learning something myself, and I say that all the time. When I research for this show, I'm learning just as much as you are, and I'm trying to share the tips with you, and I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I love this. Okay. Paint has become eco-friendly. Most paints are made with VOCs or volatile organic compounds. The VOC helps the paint spread. Okay, but after a number of studies, it was found that VOCs contributed to acute symptoms, including headaches and dizziness. Consumer Reports says allowable levels of VOCs, or as I said, volatile organic compounds, for paints and products such as aerosol air fresheners, carpets, and furniture have been toughened by the EPA or the Environmental Protection Agency because they contribute to the ozone and smog formation, as well as being linked to respiratory illnesses. That's right. So the paint companies have come up with paint that they're producing paint with low VOCs, that it's still, you know, the paint is still doing its work, what it should be doing, but it is much safer, and they found ways, you know, to reduce the VOC in paint. Now, I read an article at ehow.com, which they were saying that soy paint is VOC free and is non-flammable. Wikipedia says soy paint is a paint that's made primarily from soy. It combines the advantage of being a renewable resource with the potential of non-toxic products. It takes work being eco-friendly and living sustainable. It takes research and asking what things are made of and using the recycle bin that municipalities supply for us and sorting through the garbage. Ew, I know, but it has to be done. And if we do it before it goes into the garbage, maybe it would be easier. You know, I know that I have friends I think after today, I often call them green, but I'm thinking after today, I will not call them green. I will call them eco-friendly friends, because they are living the lifestyle of keeping the earth producing. So I think after today, I will not call them my green friends, and I'll call Ted and Charlotte and tell them, you know what, I'm never going to call you my green friends again. We are going to talk about eco-friendly. I mean, and these, my friends, a number of them, they live what they, you know, they live what they preach. They have gardens, and Charlotte is real knowledgeable about these things, and she shares them, and she doesn't have any problem in sharing them. You know, she's often on point with telling you how to live eco-friendly. I'm sorry. So it does take work being eco-friendly and living sustainable. It takes research and asking what things are made of and using the recycle bin, as I said earlier, municipalities supply for us, and sorting through the garbage even before you put it in the garbage, and changing attitudes. Yes, changing attitudes. But the benefit of being green, I think, outweighs the work. My mom used to say, anything worth something takes work. And throwing garbage in receptacles, using renewable products when we can, and caring about the earth is not work, but survival. Redesign is being green. Redesign takes something that you already have and makes it something new. I think it is caring about the earth, the resources it offers, and the health of the people that inhabit it. Being green is not being fanatical or creating hysteria, but a lifestyle, as Sustainable Baby Steph says. What is wrong with that? I don't think anything. We want the earth to be around for our kids and our grandkids. If you want to become a lover of the earth and learn more about living and designing eco-free, friendly, visit the EPA, visit treehuggers.com, visit ecowise.com, visit the Forest Stewardship Council, visit our Green Your Decor and Sustainable Baby Steps. I will give all of these websites at the Facebook, at the One Designer Facebook page. I could give them to you, but I think that it is a lot to give out over the air. And if you want to go, you know, if you're interested and you want to go to the site, it being on my Facebook page would be easier for you to just click and go. You can also find local organizations in your area probably you could Google it, or also you can, go in the face, in the phone book page, probably under sustainability or eco-friendly, but you should find an organization or groups in your area that also, are eco-friendly. Okay. Each time I research for these shows, I tell you what, I learned something, and I hope you did too. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, as with any show that we present, you can post them at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page for the websites for all of the organizations that was listed and mentioned in today's show. So I'm going to take one more break and maybe give anyone that would like to call in a chance to call in and offer their tips on living eco-friendly and what products they may have used that help them live green. And we'll be right back. And on the other side of the break, I have some information for you. Back. Be sure to join me on Thursday night at 10 p.m. for the One Designer Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview show for next Monday's show. And stay tuned for more information pertaining to the One Designer Two Ideas tips to write, find, design your home. That guide is going to be, I hope that it's going to be informative and interesting, because I'm going to list almost every tip of every show that I've done since June. Hopefully, something that will be listed will be of assistance to you in your home, in your condo, in your apartment, in your mobile home, in your trailer, in your tiny house. I love those tiny houses. In your tiny house, anywhere that you live, or if it's just, you live in a rooming house, and you have a room. That is everything, is wherever you are, that is where you come home to. And hopefully you can, we can together design it to make it as livable and lovable as possible. So with that said, we're going to sign off for today. I truly have enjoyed this show. I've enjoyed learning about eco-friendly sustainability and living green. I'm very happy that I had the opportunity to research and do this. So, without further ado, this has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. I hope you have a great week, and see you Thursday. Good day, all.